DHS publishes. Final rule: replacing duration of status with fixed admission. Periods for F, J, and I, non-immigrants. On July 17, 2026, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released a final rule replacing the long-standing duration of status, DS, admission framework for F, academic student, J, exchange visitor, and I, representatives of foreign information media, non-immigrants with fixed periods of admission. Quick hits. On July 17, 2026, DHS issued a final rule that eliminates the duration of status framework and imposes fixed admission periods of up to 4 years for F1 and J1 non-immigrants and up to 240 days for I non-immigrants. F, J, and I non-immigrants who need to remain beyond their authorized admission period must file extension of stay applications with USCIS, submit biometrics, and demonstrate continued eligibility. Employers of F1 workers on OPT or STEM OPT and J1 exchange visitors should monitor I-94 expiration dates and ensure timely extension filings to avoid unlawful presence consequences. The final rule, which will take effect on September 15, 2026, requires these non-immigrants to apply for extensions of stay directly with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, if they need to remain in the United States beyond their authorized period of admission. Background. Under the prior framework, F, J, and most I non-immigrants were admitted to the United States for an unspecified period of time during which they were complying with the terms and conditions of their non-immigrant classification. Unlike most other non-immigrant classifications, which require admission until a specific departure date, the duration of status framework did not require these non-immigrants to have a fixed end date on their stay, as evidenced by the DS notation made on the Form I-94, Arrival Departure Record. DHS states that the duration of status framework, combined with significant growth in the FJ and I populations, poses challenges to the department's ability to monitor and oversee these non-immigrants. Under this framework, these non-immigrants were not required to have direct interaction with DHS, except in limited instances such as applying for or extending optional practical training, OPT, or reinstatement after a status violation. DHS cited concerns regarding fraud and abuse, pay-to-stay schemes, non-immigrants remaining in active status for extended periods, and the inability to effectively enforce unlawful presence provisions against individuals admitted for the duration of their status. On August 28, 2025, DHS published a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM, outlining the fixed admission framework, along with other changes to the exiting regulatory scheme for F1, J1, and I non-immigrants. The prior Trump administration published a similar proposed rule on September 25, 2020, which received more than 32,000 comments during the public comment period before being rescinded by the Biden administration in 2021. The current NPRM authorized a 30-day public comment period, which closed on September 29, 2025. Fixed admission periods and extension of stay requirements. The final rule replaces the existing duration of status framework with fixed admission periods. Non-immigrants in these categories who need to remain in the United States beyond their authorized period of admission must apply for an extension of stay via a Form I-539 with USCIS or apply for readmission to the United States at a port of entry. F1-1. Academic students. Under the final rule, F1 students will be admitted for up to the length of their program as specified on Form Y-20, not to exceed 4 years, or the end date of the approved employment authorization on the student's OPT or STEM OPT, Employment Authorization Document, EAD, whichever is earlier. F1 students will also be granted a 30-day grace period before the program start date to accommodate arrival and a 30-day grace period following the program. End date to accommodate departure. This represents a reduction from the prior 60-day departure grace period. The 30-day arrival and departure periods do not count toward the 4-year maximum. F1 students who cannot complete their programs within the initial admission period must file an extension of stay application with USCIS before their period of stay or depart the United States and apply for readmission at a port of entry. Applicants must submit an updated Form Y-20, required biometrics, evidence of sufficient funds, and applicable fees. If an applicant's extension of status application is denied, there is no grace period, and the individual must depart the United States immediately. For F1 students, acceptable reasons for requesting additional time to complete a program include 1. Compelling academic reasons, 2. A documented illness or medical condition, or 3. Exceptional circumstances beyond the student's control. A pattern of academic probation, suspension, or repeated inability or unwillingness to complete coursework is not an acceptable reason for extension. J-1 exchange visitors. J-1 exchange visitors will be admitted for up to the duration of their exchange visitor program as indicated on Form DS-2019, not to exceed 4 years. J-1 exchange visitors will also receive a 30-day grace period to cover arrival and departure. Exchange visitor programs with durations exceeding 4 years, such as those for professors and research scholars or physicians, must now file an extension of stay application with USCIS before the 4-year maximum expires or depart the United States and apply for readmission at a port of entry. Applicants must submit an updated Form DS-2019, required biometrics, and applicable fees. I, foreign media representatives. I, non-immigrants, will be admitted for a period necessary to complete their activities or assignments consistent with the I classification, not to exceed 240 days. I, non-immigrants presenting passports from the People's Republic of China, PRC, excluding Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, SAR, and Macau SAR passport holders, will be admitted for a period not to exceed 90 days. I, non-immigrants, must file extension applications with USCIS to remain beyond their initial 240-day or 90-day admission period. Each extension may be issued for up to 240 days or 90 days for PRC passport holders. Automatic extension of employment authorization. The final rule introduces specific considerations for work-authorized non-immigrants in F1, J1, and I status. F1 students. F1 students with on-campus employment and off-campus employment authorization due to severe economic hardship will receive an automatic extension of employment authorization for up to 240 days while the extension of stay application is pending. CPT employment authorization is automatically extended up to 240 days or until the end date authorized by the DSO on Form 120, whichever is earlier, while a timely filed extension application is pending. However, if the extension application is filed during the 30-day grace period, the student may continue studying but may not continue or begin practical training or other employment until the extension of stay application is approved. The existing 180-day automatic extension for timely filed STEM OPT extensions and the CAP-GAP provisions for F1 students who are beneficiaries of CAP-subject H-1B petitions remain unchanged. Post-completion OPT and STEM OPT. Unless exempted under the transition provisions, an F1 student recommended for post-completion OPT must apply for both an extension of stay and employment authorization. The student may not engage in post-completion OPT employment until the application for OPT work authorization is granted. F1 students filing for STEM OPT remain eligible for the 180-day automatic extension of their post-completion OPT EAD while their STEM OPT application is pending, so long as the extension application was timely filed before the expiration of their OPT work authorization. J-1 Exchange Visitors. J-1 Exchange Visitors in Categories Employment Authorized Incident. To status with a timely filed extension of stay application may continue working for up to 240 days under automatic extension provisions. J-2 spouses are not granted the 240-day automatic extension and must have a valid EAD and period of admission to work in the United States. I Foreign Media Representatives. An I non-immigrant whose extension application is pending may continue working for up to 240 days under automatic extension provisions. If the application remains pending after 240 days and the I non-immigrant has timely filed a subsequent extension of stay application, the applicant may remain in the United States but must cease working until the initial application is approved. Unlawful presence. Under the final rule, F, J, and I non-immigrants who remain in the United States beyond their fixed admission period, as noted on their Form Y-94, without timely filing an extension of stay application, will generally begin to accrue unlawful presence, which may result in future inadmissibility upon departing the United States. This is a significant change from the prior DS framework, under which unlawful presence did not begin to accrue until the day after USCIS formally found a status violation or the day after an immigration judge ordered the foreign national removed. F1 school transfers and program changes. Under the final rule, DHS imposes new restrictions on F1 students' ability to transfer schools or change academic programs, including a prohibition on graduate-level program changes and a rule restricting program changes to progression toward a higher educational level. School transfer and program change limitations. Under the final rule, F1 students seeking to transfer schools or change their academic program objective generally must complete the first academic year at the school where they are initially authorized to enroll. Unless the Student and Exchange Visitor Program, SEVP, expressly authorizes an exception, F1 students will not be authorized to transfer schools or change their program objective during their first academic year. F1 students enrolled at the graduate level are barred from changing programs at any point during their program of study. This restriction continues through completion of the degree and is not limited to the first year of the academic program. Academic progression requirement. An F1 student who completes a program of study at one educational level may begin a new program only at a higher educational level while maintaining F1 status. F1 students will be authorized to begin a new program at the same or lower educational level. In practice, F1 students will not be authorized to enroll in subsequent master's degree programs after earning their initial master's degree. Considerations for J-1 exchange visitors. These restrictions are specific to F1 students. J-1 exchange visitors seeking to change programs remain subject to oversight by U.S. State Department designated responsible officers, ROS, rather than USCIS. DHS may delay or suspend implementation of these provisions by notice from SEVP if the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, SEVIS, is unable to implement the necessary changes in time, Designated school officials, DSOs, may wish to begin flagging requests involving first-year transfers and program or major changes now, in anticipation of these requirements taking effect. Transition provisions. F and J, non-immigrants who are properly maintaining status on the effective date of the final rule, scheduled for September 15, 2026, and who were previously admitted for DS, will be authorized to remain in the United States until the program end date on their Form Y-20 or DS 2019 that is valid on that date, not to exceed 4 years from the effective date, plus an additional 60 days for F non-immigrants and 30 days for J non-immigrants to depart the United States. F and J non-immigrants who need additional time to complete their programs beyond this transition period must request an extension of stay. F1 students with an I-94 record indicating DS who are present in the United States on the effective date end timely file Form I-765 for post-completion OPT or STEM OPT on or before March 18, 2027 are not required to file a separate EOS application on Form I-539 for the requested OPT or STEM OPT period. I non-immigrants present in the United States on the effective date of the final rule who were admitted for DS will be authorized to remain for a period necessary to complete their activities, not to exceed 240 days from that date, or 90 days from that date for PRC passport holders, other than Hong Kong SAR and Macau SAR passport holders. The transition provisions do not apply to F, J, or I non-immigrants who are outside the United States when the final rule takes effect, or to any non-immigrants present in the United States in violation of their status. Individuals outside the United States who seek admission after the effective date will be admitted under the new fixed admission framework. Employer considerations. Employers sponsoring or employing foreign nationals in J1 status and F1 status, including those on OPT and STEM OPT, should be aware that these individuals will now have fixed admission end dates reflected on their Form Y-94. Employees in these statuses will need to monitor their I-94 admission periods and timely file extension applications when needed to maintain their non-immigrant status and work authorization. Employers may want to continue to monitor OPT and STEM OPT EAD expiration dates, as well as ensure internal I-9 compliance teams are aware of the 240-day automatic extension available to certain F1 students, while an extension of stay application is pending. In addition, there could be delays in F1 student graduates receiving their initial grant of OPT required to start employment. Employers of I non-immigrant foreign media representatives may track admission periods and plan for timely extension of stay filings. Given the shorter maximum admission period of 240 days for I non-immigrants, employers in the media industry may want to establish internal tracking systems to ensure extensions are filed before the initial admission period expires. Next steps: the final rule takes effect 60 days from the date of publication. Employers and immigration practitioners may wish to begin reviewing their F1, J1, and I non-immigrant populations to identify individuals who may need to file extension of stay applications under the new framework. Educational institutions may choose to coordinate with designated school officials, DSOs, and responsible officers, ROs, to update internal processes for recommending program extensions and advising students and exchange visitors on the new filing requirements. Given the potential for litigation challenges, employers may want to monitor developments regarding any legal challenges to the final rule that could delay or alter its implementation. Ogletree Deacon's Immigration Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the immigration blog as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, 지네섬, webinars, podcasts.